There was a show from the early noughts. There was a show from the early aughts that propelled almost all of its stars and producers into the mainstream spotlight. Yet the show itself could not survive more than one season. Even though the show ended after being aired for 12 episodes, it is survived by a large cult following. Today, we're taking a look at the show Freaks and Geeks on this episode of... In late 1998, Hollywood actor Paul Feig conceived a show about high school life, derived from Feig's personal experiences living in Clinton, Michigan. He found that all of the high school shows and movies being made at this time displayed high school as a giant dating event, with everyone trying to find someone to have sex with. He felt that these type of shows did not represent his high school experience well, especially since he considered himself an outcast when he was a student. The title of the show reflects Feig's high school experience. Soon after the show's conception, Feig sent his pilot script to his collaborator Judd Apatow, with Apatow jumping on the opportunity to sell the pilot to DreamWorks. After pitching the show to multiple networks, they finally heard back from Shelley McCrory, an executive from NBC, to make the show unchanged from Feig's original idea. Feig told Vanity Fair many years later that hearing the show was going to be unchanged was completely unheard of. One of the more notable aspects of Freaks and Geeks were the casting selections. According to Feig, they were trying to look for kids who felt real reading their lines, not necessarily kids who would look good on TV. The newly casted roster of Freaks and Geeks also gave assistance to developing their character personalities with Feig and Apatow. This roster included Linda Cardinelli, John Francis Daly, James Franco, Sam Levine, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, and Martin Starr, who would all be highly successful in their future Hollywood careers. Even though the cards seemed pretty well placed for Freaks and Geeks, it was the game itself that would hurt the show soon after. The network's executive had a different vision for Freaks and Geeks than the creative team did. Feig and Apatow were trying to create an environment of being mundane and experiencing everyday people and the situations they had in high school. The new president of NBC, Garth Ancier, did not have the same high school experience as Feig and Apatow, as he was a graduate of boarding school. As expected, he didn't quite understand the appeal of Freaks and Geeks. That wasn't the only thing that started bringing Freaks and Geeks down. The show's original time slot was on Saturday at 8 p.m., when most audience members would not be watching television at home, but instead would be out with friends. Each episode's airing was also inconsistent, as some episodes were spread weeks apart from each other, mostly due to sports broadcasting also happening at the same time slot. The producers of the show tried giving the fans a schedule to reference online, but NBC purposely didn't give the link out, fearing people were going to stop watching NBC if their show wasn't on. Due to the network pushing down the show, Freaks and Geeks ended up being the lowest rated show in NBC's 1999-2000 season. Feig and Apatow could already see the end coming. NBC did not want a show that no one was watching. They decided to write a series finale, 3 episodes, before all of the network's ordered episodes were filmed. Much of the show's plots were tied up in that episode, even though there were 3 more episodes left on the show. Judd Apatow claims that there was no way in saving the show unless the network ordered more episodes. The network had no interest in doing that, leading to the show not getting any more episodes ordered. 16 episodes were made, only 12 of them were aired on NBC. The president of NBC West Coast, Scott Sassa, did not enjoy making the difficult decision to cancel the show, admitting to loving the show itself but was concerned about the financial aspects of keeping it. After the show's run ended, Apatow made it a goal to use as many of the actors from Freaks and Geeks as possible to make up for the fact that they lost such an amazing show with such amazing talent. You may notice that in movies that Apatow directs after Freaks and Geeks, you'll see names like Seth Rogen and Leslie Mann, actors who collaborated with Apatow years prior. It was the connection and the family building that led to much of the talent getting as big as they are now, and a notable cult following of the show that once was. Time magazine has noted Freaks and Geeks as part of the 100 greatest TV shows of all time, and is TV Guide's number one TV show canceled too soon. Many networks have picked up the show for reruns. Due to this cult following, such as the former ABC Family and Netflix. Thank you to tuning in to this episode of Cancel Culture. I'm David Shulman with WNYO 88.9, and I'll see you very soon. Cancel.